This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, a pastor risks his life to save his church. That story right after this short message.
Did you know families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually often won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant? At Liberty University, we created a solution to help students afford the quality education they deserve. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of up to $5,495 per year for up to 4 years. And the Middle America Scholarship is stackable with most other Liberty aid. Learn more by texting MAS to 49596. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
The Nashville Light Mission Pentecostal Church was in the middle of their Sunday service when Desire Baganda, a 26-year-old, stood up, went to the front of the sanctuary, and brandished his weapon at the congregation. From the side, Pastor Ezekiel Ndukumana was able to sneak behind the threatening gunman, moved a chair out of the way, lunged, and tackled Baganda. He and other church members held him to the ground until Metro Nashville police could arrive and secure the area. Pastor Ndukumana told local reporters that he wanted to kill. That was the first thing that came to my mind. He was standing in the front of almost everybody. No one was behind him yet, so he could have done anything. Pastor Ndukumana gave all the glory to God, saying that God used him to save his congregation, and that God's hand of protection was on him the entire time. The police report that the gunman claimed to be Jesus, declaring that all churches and schools need to be shot up. He is being charged with 15 counts of aggravated assault, with more charges pending. Thank God for the quick and brave actions of Pastor Ndukumana.
Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.